Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I'm the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. It's called All That Jazz Now. And the title topic, Unique in Itself. And you know that's what jazz is. Unique. It's good. It's the bomb diggity. And I said that earlier, and somebody said, you know you old when you do the bomb diggity. So I won't say their initials or their name, but yes, I use bomb diggity. Oh, man, we got some great artists for you tonight. You know, I was at my brother's house, and only for a few, but I took him a I Love My Brother card, right, just to take it to him because he's my brother. And he pulled out some jazz, man, this guy named Brian Bad. He can cut. And I said, man, he said, hey, Don, check this out. Then he went and pulled out somebody else. Then he went and pulled out somebody else. I said, man, this boy here, he got some jazz. So I borrowed a couple of them. And I got them. They're going to play tonight on the show. In dedication to my brother, Roland McClure, the jazz aficionado. Good thing, man. But we got some good jazz for you tonight. We got some crying jazz. We got some hot jazz. We got some sexy jazz. We got some tearful jazz. And we got some get out my face jazz. That's what you women say when you want to gotta get out your face. Oh, my God. But let's get it started. It is 7:07, and that's usually where we turn into the magic pumpkin and start the music to rolling. So I think what I'm going to do, I think I'm going to start off with Norman Brown. Let's Come Together. Woo! That's a hot track. So let's see what's going on. Norman, you ready? I'm ready, darling. I'm ready to rock and roll with the jazz. Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you.
Come together. That boy can play, man. Can cut. And you know, when you can cut, you can cut. I got to send a big shout out. Big, really big to Atlanta. They're trying to come on in with hundreds of listeners. Oh, I have to do my Winston Churchill, like Winston. When the war was going on, and we shall fight them on the bases, we shall fight them on the shores, or we shall never surrender. And yes, Don S. McClure is going to conquer the world like the British. I just hope he don't throw our tea overboard. Oh, I know that was corny. That was corny cornball. But I don't care. We got a great show for you tonight. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world and get into the show like they do in Hazel Crest, the Hazel and the Crest. Man, they be in the house all the time. So we can't leave Hazel out. You know, I had a maid named Hazel one time. But I had to get rid of her because I didn't like her name because she acted like a Hazel. I mean, she thought she was my mother or something. Now, Mr. McClure, you know you need to make that bed up. I said, are you the maid of my mother? You know, I'm your mother and the maid. So I got rid of her. I said, yeah, my mother don't clean houses. All right, anyway, let me get back to the show. I'm going to play this track by Nancy Wilson. Everyone knows that I'm just wild about you. And I think they were talking about me when she made that. Well, I might have been a little boy when she made that. Who knows? But anyway, let me play this track. And when I come back, we got some more great music for you. Everybody knows that I'm just wild about me. Oh, man. I can hear my mother saying, "Don, don't be so stuck on yourself." I said, but they made the song for me. Everybody knows I'm just, we know you wild about yourself. Oh, man. Excuse me. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Ronnie Jordan. It's called At Last. Man, these guys that I'm playing, they are the best of the best. Ronnie Jordan, At Last. Thank you. Hey, that was Ronnie Jordan. And it was called At Last. Now, you know, when I play somebody, they just bad. So, you know, I only play the best, right? And I'm telling you, I carry that strong attitude, that attitude of I'm a winner. So yesterday, my back killing me, right? I mean, it was really, really, really hurting. So I said, I got an appointment with my doctor on Thursday, but I'm going to go ahead to urgent care. And I kind of like this place. It's clean, nice. The doctors know me. I came in there. I say, man, you know what y'all did last 3 weeks ago or a month ago? You fixed my back. They say, yeah, Don, what the heck are you doing? I said, I don't know, man. It is hurting. I said, Doc, give it to me straight. Give it to me straight. I could take it. Am I at the end? Is it all over for me? Is the lights going to go dark? He said, Doc, you're going a little too far. You just got an abscess on your back and we're going to take it off, man. What is your problem? I said, but you could tell me. You could tell me. I could handle it. I know when it's all over. And I put my hand on my forehead. He said, Doc, get out of here. Take these pills. Take these pills and go, man. And see your doctor on Thursday. I said, okay, all right. All right, because you sure not. Nothing you want to tell me. He said, no, but get out. You're listening to the Dollars McClure Show, man. I got some fire jazz for you tonight. I kid you not. Like I said, I was at my brother's house. He played a guy named Brian Simpson. Summer in. And my brother can pick some jazz. So I said, you know what? I'm going to play that on my show for my brother. Summer's in. Brian Simpson. And man, I'm finna cut. And then when I come back, we got more great music for you. Oh, man. Did you hear that? You hear that piano in the background? See, that's what I'm talking about. The show's title tonight is All That Jazz Now, Unique in Itself. And you know, jazz is unique. And it just takes over, man. You be sitting there, your little glass of wine, maybe sitting on the grass, maybe at home, maybe at the apartment, or maybe on Lakeshore Drive with your little headset on. And you'd be like, yeah, I'm cool, man. I'm cool. Oh, man. And then somebody rides past you with a bicycle and knock you in the water. Okay, all right. I know that was corny. My producer looking at me like, duh. It is so wrong with you, man. He said, you picked the best music, but I think you're a little off, man. Oh, listen. We do have a great show for you tonight. You can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial to get into the show. You can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And, man, you'll be listening to the great one. The, you know, that's, I can cut. Oh, man. Hey, listen, we got to take a quick break. It is 7:33 already. And, of course, at 7:30, we're always supposed to play the announcement, which has my name in it. And I just go crazy. Let me play this, and then I'll be right back.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now. Been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable. We will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Oh, man, and I'm back. And, you know, I kind of like that guy. You know, there's two of him. You know, there's the good one, who's just so nice and polite. And then there's that devilish one that just says, ha, I'm alive, like the Frankenstein monster. Oh, man. I just got to check somebody that died. You are really corny. Oh, okay, thank you. That just hurt my feelings. I want to send a big shout out to Chicago. They're clicking in. You know, there's these big blue lights on my dashboard. And, man, I like to see that. That means people are listening. Kansas City, Michigan, Carolinas. That's probably my older brother. He's, like, so proud of me. Probably his little brother. Hey, I'm going to play this track. Let's see what I got. Oh, you know I'm getting ready to go to Memphis, right? And I've got to play my girl, Wendy Moulton. And she's on track with Kurt Whalum. And his brother, Kenneth Whalum, is a good friend of mine. And he always says, Don, you blessed in spite of your crazy self. I can't believe he said that to me. Hey, I'm going to play this track. All I do is think about, I'm not going to say me. I'm going to say you.
You're getting to be all that matters.
rather be alone. I just can't take it. All I do is think about you. And if I was in the desert, think about you. If I was in the storm, I'd think about you. That's some thinking, man. Woo, that's deep. That's Wendy Moulton, Kurt Whalum. You know what I tell people? Go to YouTube, click their names in, and you'll see some bad videos. You'll see a lot of the same things that I see. When I'm searching through my archives and pulling up names, man, we play everybody from Korean jazz to Japanese jazz, Spanish jazz, country jazz. There ain't a jazz that I don't play. I'll be jazzed out on Wednesdays, man. But we got a great show on Friday, too, lifestyle and R&B music. And we leave you with a great message, too, one of those power-packed, be strong, be brave. Hey, that sounds like the Army. Okay, all right, I don't know. And I got to send a big shout-out to my producer, JB Spirit. Hey, I'm going to play this track called Cry Me a River, and it's an old track by Dakota Staton. And I know they talk about Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald, but I was wild about Dakota Staton because my older brothers who love jazz, they used to play her, right? And I said, man, who is that? Who is that in there crying? My brother said, that's Dakota Staton. And she not crying. She's singing a song. I said, oh, okay. Because she told me I cried me a river. I don't know. But let me play this track in quick cloud. Cry Me a River. Man, that's got deep, though. You got to think about that.
You say you love me.
She said, hey, you nearly drove me out of my head. She said, but I don't care about that. Now you go cry a river, a big crocodile river. That's me, man. She said, go cry a river. Prove it to me. Oh, man. That's got her on the low, low, down, down. I will play this track by Dave Cars and David Sanborn. Man, I had to get a drink after that last one, man. Cry me a river. Ooh, kind of deep. Dave Cars and David Sanborn. Man, I play the best jazz artists in the world. They just don't get no better.
My idol. We'll be right back.
man, did you hear Dave Koz, David Sanborn? That track was it. Oh, man. See, that's what I'm talking about. When they make the instruments just talk to you, call your name, call you out your name, call you in your name, just call your name. Oh, man. Hey, my board is lit up. I want to thank Texas for tuning in. Man, I mean, everybody is just like coming in. And that's good, man. Because jazz is ageless. There's no age. It just goes on and on and on and on. Man, that's deep. Hey, I'm going to play this track before we take a break. Because at 8 o'clock, we got to take another break. But I'm going to play my girl, Becky Biggins. And somebody asked me, Don, is that really her name, Becky Biggins? I said, B-I-G-G-I-N-S. That's the only way I know. So Becky can cut. And she's so smooth when she sings. You know, she does that. She goes back and get those old jazz tracks and bring them up to date. And that's what I'm talking about, the young artists. Man, they take a jazz and like, hey, we're going to play, we're going to sing, we're going to bop this stuff. We're going to bop it. So that's my new saying. We're going to bop it. Hey, let me play this track called Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. And I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. I've found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I've found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that me. and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me.
And that was Becky Biggins. She just did a nice repertoire of some jazz tracks. And that's just deep. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to hit you hard with Europa by Santana. And man, Santana can play. And I got a new mic. I just dropped my ink pen on the dashboard laptop, and you can hear it in the background. They always start off good, don't they? And then after that, they go haywire. So I don't know. But we'll see how long that lasts. But anyway, we know that it's time to take a commercial break. And I'll be right back.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB. And capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism, you will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And I want to send a shout out to Grand Rapids. And I mean, everybody is tuning in tonight. That's just really deep. I like that, man. It just makes me feel all warm inside, just all fuzzy. Hey, did you know they have a drink called a fuzzy navel? Are they still making those? A fuzzy navel. I don't know who came up with that name, but I guess it's what people drink. Hey, before I get to my guy, Europa, there's a friend of mine named Kim, and I can't remember if this is her aunt or her cousin. But anyway, she used to sing jazz back in the day. And as I was looking through some tracks, I found this track by her aunt or cousin or whoever. But anyway, back in the day, this lady could cut. So I just thought I'd kick it in, throw it in tonight. And just goes to show you, there's a lot of jazz singers out there. So anyway, I'm going to play her. The track is called Alone Again Without You. And no, she didn't write that for me because I didn't know her back in the day. Anyway, let me play this track. I'm knocking my mic down, fooling around. Don, now you got to pick the mic up and adjust it. And what is wrong with you? Let me play this track. Okay, let me get these blue lights off of here. Alone Again.
Thank you.
I'm back. And I'm doing my thing. How about that? And I'm back. And put my headset in right. Oh, man. Mr. McGoogle. Oh, man. Hey, but that was a nice track. Just think. You sitting around and your aunt or your cousin or whoever she is brings out a tape and says, hey, I made this track. And you go like, yeah, right. And she actually cut up. Kim was trying to get her to come back into the industry. You know, but I don't think she wanted to do it. She just said, nah. But it's 8:12, and man, we rocking and rolling. So I'm going to play. What did I do with it? Here you go. Let's see. Where did I go? Europa by Santana Carlo. And man, he's always been known for some bad guitar jazz. And sometimes he play R&B. Santana. Wow. Carlos Santana, Europa. That was good, man. That was just drop dead bad. Hey, I'm going to play this track. Lori Williams, she got a track called A New Book. And it's 8:20 already, man. We're running out of time. Oh, my God. Let me see. Can I count on my fingers? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, siete. And how come I can't go past that? I don't know. I need to learn how to count to 10 in Spanish. Uno, dos. So anyway, I just thought I'd put that out there. Because my maid, she goes in and out of my life. She knows Spanish. I said, would you teach me Spanish? Oh, no, Mr. McClure. If I teach you Spanish, see, then you will know how to speak. And then I won't have a job. And I said, how come you won't have a job? I just want to learn Spanish. Because you'll know all the things I say while I'm cooking your food. No, really? Oh, yeah, then. Teach me the Espanol. Espanol, whatever. No, Mr. McClure. I get back, though, in September. We just saw the worm. Oh, no. Hey, I'm going to play Lori.
Complete. I
Williams and A New Book. And she got a nice album cover to that, too. You know, that's the thing about album covers, and they fit accordingly sometimes with the track. And then sometimes on the CD or disc or whatever you're playing, sometimes you find that song that was not the number one, but it becomes number one. There's something about it. It just sounds good. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track by Dakota Staten. You know, she's our in-house lady that we like from back in the day. And I was kind of always partial to Dakota. And I just like the way she sings. So we're going to do a track. And, you know, we have to do the little jazz breakup tracks. You know, just like the R&B had a breakup track. And the country and western had a breakup track. And the classical have the Murder, I Kill You breakup track. But I'm a play this. What do you see in her that you didn't see in me?
What do you see in her? She has two arms to hold you tight, and so do I. Two lips to kiss you day and night, and so do I. What do you see in her that you didn't see in me? Why did you say goodbye? Is she so wonderful that she could make us part? And does she whisper tender words that touch your heart? What do you see in her that you didn't see in me? Every time I see you together, I smile and say hello. I can't help just wondering whether you see inside the tears I hide. What do you see in her? How did she get into the arms where I belong? What is she doing right that I was doing wrong? What do you see in her that you didn't see in me? What do you see in her that you didn't see in me?
Dakota Staten from back in the day. You know, that's a bad track too, man. And that's what I said, the jazz artists, man, they put their heart and soul into the song. You know, it was really good. Really good. Hey, well, let's take a quick break. It's 8:30, and we got to get ready to get the heck on out of Dodge. Maybe I'll go to Tombstone. Maybe I'll go to England. I don't know. Oh, man. Anyway, let me play this quick promo. And we got some new ones coming out too, man. And of course, Cass Jackson and a cast of voices are going to be doing the new promos.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, romantic images of you. He pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back. And the number to dial in is 347-633-9376. That's the number to dial from all over the world. You can catch me on the show. How about that? Man, you know, I like that Let's Come Together by Norman Brown. I might try to sneak that in if I can have a little few minutes before we get out of here. But I'm going to play, let's see. Man, I got so much good stuff. I think 5 hours, I don't know where you can play all this stuff. But I'm going to play Brian Culberson, You'll Never Find Anybody Like Don S. McClure. I hope not. Brian Culberson. That was bad, man. And you know, I guess the name Brian must mean talent. Because like I said, I was at my brother's house, and he played Brian, this other Brian. And it was really good. I got another track I'm getting ready to play by the other Brian. And it's a good track. It's called Something About You. And I like it. So when I say I like it, then I like it. You know how you're growing up and your mother say, eat that food. And she come back in the room and you tearing the plate up. And she say, wow, do you like it? I said, I like it, Mom. Can I have some more? No, Don, wait till other people eat. But they ain't got to eat, Mom. It's me. Me. And she said, Don, say something for somebody else, then. I said, but they don't want to eat no way. They told me they don't want no food. And she said, Don, go get that belt for telling that story. And I first heard that at my brother's house. Man, and that was a track. And his last name is Simpson. And yes, I do know it, Brian Simpson. And I played him after Brian Culberson. And that's the all of the Brians I got for tonight. Oh, man. I got another track called Southern Voice. And it's by Kool. I kid you not. That's their name, Kool. And I guess they're cool. So they like being cool. So they're cool. And it's called Volume Number 3 from Kool. I think the track was called Sail. Let me see if I still got that one. You know, I be putting stuff on and taking stuff off and taking stuff on and putting stuff off and pulling my socks off and my shoes and then putting them back on. My producer is saying, oh, that's just too much information. Okay. Well, I'm just telling you what I do. But before I play Southern Voice, I got to play Baby Blue Eyes. The Good Life. So I put my shoes back on.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartache when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
We're back, and I just got a text in, actually a little while ago. Remember, I was saying my maid's going to teach me Spanish. She's not coming back to September, so. Someone sent me, let's see, when I go, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, siete, then I'm supposed to go ocho. Nueve, and diez, and diezo, dizizi. I don't know why I had to make that up, mess that up. I was doing pretty good. But I just have to clown Charlie Brown. No, I don't. I could act very Grey Poupon. Let me play this song. Southern Voice. All right. Man, that was Southern Voice. Man, we got 5 more minutes to go. Let me get this track in that I told you I might play again. And I think I will. Let's see. Do I have time for him? Well, the answer is no. Oh, man. No, you quit fooling around. I only got 4 more minutes. So, let's see. Who could get played in a couple of minutes? Nah, don't want to play that. Don't want to play this. Don't want to play that. Don't want to play this. Hey, I'm going to play this track because I got just enough time to get it in. Nancy Wilson. And everyone knows that they're just wild about Don. How about that?
Now everyone knows that it's no good without you. Just like the signs that you need to give the right way, it shows that way. I don't understand why you can't understand all catch your eye. Now everyone knows that I'm just wild about you. Just like the man in the moon who gives his smile away, it shows.
Knows, and I got it in, stuck it deep inside. Hey, listen, I got to get ready to go. We got a minute. So I'm going to say cheerio, old chaps, and I will catch you on Friday.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do.
And that's a wrap. A wraparooski. Catch you Friday. A wraparooski. Oh, my God.